Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello, and welcome to...
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There sure are. And we are in the same room, finally.
That was perfectly executed, by the way.
Seamless transition. We can't do anything perfectly, though, because when we do it well, we have to stop and go, wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah. No. Why do anything perfect if we're not going to pat ourselves on the back for it?
Pat. And you could be watching us live pat ourselves and each other on the back. Get it out.
I can't keep up with that bit.
We were patting her. She was coughing. Our editor committed suicide, and our producer has shot his head off because we were blowing cough into his ears.
Yeah, I moved my mouth away from the microphone.
Well, sure. I mean, I hope it sounded that way because that probably was brutal. But you guys, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. We live stream. She's now actually coughing. I've killed Nicole. We live stream all of these recordings. We go live. We were just talking to the chat, talking shit. For like 15 minutes before this.
Sharing non-podcast stories, you guys get an insider glimpse into our astounding, beautiful lives full of tragedy and struggle.
And we name names when we talk shit, and it's mostly about people from Nicole's childhood.
Yes, Tina Solomon.
All right, now she's on the podcast.
Tina, you're welcome. I love you, but you were mean to me sometimes as a kid, and I forgive you for it because I know deep down you love me.
And we told a bunch of subscribers. This is weird. We're talking to one woman named Tina Solomon, who, frankly, no one cares about. Besides your family and your friends, Tina, people love you. We're moving on. Okay, listen. You know what we're doing. We're running our fucking mouths. We're running our filthy fucking mouths. And today, appropriately, we're going to talk about hustle culture.
Hustle, you know, people who are like all about the grind. Grind till I die.
Can't stop, won't stop. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Sleep when I'm dead. You know what?
Soon, hopefully.
Because we can't hear about your fucking grind anymore.
Hashtag grind. It's a problem. It's a problem in America. We have a very productivity-driven culture.
Yeah.
A lot of measuring of the self-worth on how busy one is.
Did you see the meme where it was like...
Is it a cup of coffee your measure is not...
No, the out of office message where it's like...
Oh, where it's like a
European out of office message. It's like, we're gone for the summer. See you next year kind of thing. And then I can't remember what the U.S. one was.
But it's like, I'm having an emergency surgery, but I'll try to email you back within 15 minutes. Yeah.
That's perfectly stated. Perfect. That is the... perfectly painted picture of what it's like to be an American.
Yeah, it's we are a sick people.
And I'll be honest, I don't think I'm I definitely think I'm now that, you know, life is back to normal, I'm like, oh, I gotta get my grind on. But you, Jessica Michelle Singleton, are a certifiable workaholic.
I am. In fact, I had a crisis about it this weekend and decided I need help.
She started going to a 12-step program for her workaholism.
Okay, I Googled a 12-step program.
She Googled, you guys. And that is the first step in not doing a 12-step program.
And then I thought, you know what? I'll just work on it.
Yeah. I'm like, Jess. By the way, I sat there and thought about things to, like, maybe help her with her workaholism. And I called her and I was like, you should probably start watching more TV.
Yeah. By the way, that's part of the... when I go, like, I don't really watch TV and people... really jump to conclusions about the kind of person you are if you tell them you don't watch TV.
Yeah. Like,
they think that you're some sort of uppity person who thinks you're too good for TV. But here's part of me realizing I had a crisis. I haven't seen any of the movies we watch on this podcast, and I'm only watching them because it's part of a podcast. I love them? Do I enjoy them? Yes. Would I allow myself to do it if it wasn't an assignment? Probably not. And that's not good.
I actually thought about that as we were watching Goonies because I was enjoying it so much. And I thought to myself, I'm like, God, what a shame. She has no idea how good this was to see as a kid.
I know.
Like, it was fucking liberating.
I don't know why I didn't see Goonies as a kid, but we'll be talking about that later this week. But yeah, no, it's a problem. And I don't take days off. And when you work for yourself, even if you're not like doing something where you're clocking in, it's like, as a comedian, if you're working on multiple projects, there's always something to fill your time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, you can keep working. You wouldn't know that if you look at a lot of people who are trying to get into comedy.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that at all.
A lot of people think like, I don't like to work, so I'm gonna get into comedy.
And yeah, yeah, it's good, like, luck. Well, good luck. You're just gonna be doing the open mic circuit for the rest of your life. But you specifically have a problem. I feel like you're the person where it's like, if you run out of something to work on, you will make something up.
Yeah.
You are the person who has 8 million schedules. Like, you have a handwritten schedule, a digital schedule. I have a handwritten schedule as well, and I also have a digital schedule. But, like, Jess is constantly making lists for her lists.
Well, I also have ADHD, so it makes it harder. And it's like, am I just working... Am I getting the same amount done that other people get done in a 40-hour work week, but it takes me longer, or am I doing more? It's really hard to tell. And by the way, I'm doing more than other people. I'm doing more than what is a healthy amount. And there are plenty of other people in America who do the exact same amount as me. But it's just to give you guys an example of what, where's my...
I mean, that is, show them that. Show them what
you're... My April... Here, yeah. If you own... This is exclusive Patreon content.
Guys.
But there you go. There's my calendar
that
for
was,
the month.
That was while in quarantine. That's her
And
calendar.
I looked
Wait,
at
show,
that...
Show a calendar from like, show January. How bad was January?
Did I even... It's easy.
January's still bad. This is a month so this where is, we this were is in the, lockdown.
The rest month. And
a not doing anything month.
And here's the most fucked up part, is that I looked at... the end of my month in April, I looked at my calendar and I went, not bad, pretty productive month. Instead of going, wow, you're mentally ill and you need a fucking nap.
What's crazy, you guys, is you could see all of this if you were subscribed to our Patreon. Patreon.com/2filthynerds.
If enough of you get subscribed, maybe I can drop my other projects, because this one will be fully lucrative and I can put all my energy into it.
We want this to be fully lucrative because, number one, we love being funny together, and number two, we want to get rid of Jessica's workaholism.
Yeah, so,
and that's the only way we see it happening.
Only you can help me with my
only
problem.
You can help me help me.
You guys should feel personally bad and responsible for my addiction. It's a lame addiction. That's what I was most embarrassed about, yeah. Was realizing, like, I've been sitting here secretly judging my family for their addictions. And yeah, I know that's wrong. Yes, I know that addiction is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been like, well, just get it together.
Like, if you could, you would mainline the grind.
Yeah, no.
You just love a good hustle, a good hustle and flow.
Where some people get overwhelmed and they think, I'll reach for a Klonopin, I go, I'm going to write a short film.
I think at least every other week during this past year, you were having a new idea for a musical.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, is that... I don't know. I think a lot of comedians were creative types, were idea generators. You don't, like, you can't do every idea.
No.
But I try, and then I finish none of them because I've started too many ideas. And there's probably some sort of subconscious thing about, like, not wanting to finish things, because then it's like, well, what if I finish everything? And then there's nothing to do.
My favorite was Hammered, when we saw, after we did the Rose Bowl show. You did your Rose Bowl show. Brian Simpson came over and loaded, just shit-faced drunk. He's walking out of the apartment.
I become a Hollywood an agent. Like, what? I was like, come on, man.
She's like,
let's
call
get
me.
To
let's
call
riff.
Me. Let's riff.
like she's just setting up things to do. One of the things that I wanted to touch on with the hustle, the grind culture is it's such a interesting shift from this past year where it was like nobody could hustle, nobody could grind, really. I mean,
I disagree.
She workaholed, but
I had, and trust me, that has been a huge part of my crisis, is going, I had a year to relax.
Yeah.
And she, I still spent it panicking and trying to do things the entire time.
And it's like, in hindsight, let's talk about this. In hindsight, what would you have done different to take advantage of the downtime of the past year? By the way, I can literally hear a bird birthing another bird outside right now. That's how quiet it is.
I don't know, because I have made a list. I've done this multiple times, and I did it earlier this week. Here are the projects I'm working. At the beginning of either 2020 or 2019, I was like, new rule. No more than spinning three plates. And then I wrote a list of all the things I'm doing to figure out what to get rid of. And I was like, nah, I guess that just isn't the rule.
Yeah. She has 1,700 plates. She's right now, actually running a soup kitchen with all the plates.
Right now, I think I'm actively spinning seven plates of projects that I would say are of the minimum. If I want them to be executed well, I have to, I'm putting in as much time to those as I am to this podcast, minimum.
You're insane.
And that is without, that does not include my own stand-up, which is severely neglected at this point.
I would say my stand-up is, I wouldn't say is severely neglected. I mean, I definitely, you know, I try to get out one joke every day, or at least tag something or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I have this podcast, my other podcast, the script we're working on, mm-hmm. and my stand-up. Is there anything else? I mean, I'm little writing jobs and, you know, little acting things, but nothing of like major consequence. Like my big projects are this podcast and my other podcast and stand up.
Yeah. By the way, one of my big projects on my list is my other podcast that I haven't even done in a month. but it's still, I'm like, I don't want to let it go because A, I like it. B, there's fans. I have a whole Patreon there that is just God save me. Most of them, thankfully, listen to this. Please forgive me, you guys. There's more content coming, I swear to God. See, that's why I can't. Someone gives me $5 a month and suddenly, I'm so sorry I didn't answer your message right away. And it's like, what are you? Fuck you. Like, I make $1,500 a show if I do like a college, but I'm like, you give me $5 a month. I'm a slave to your needs. By the way, none of the people on the receiving end are like, I can't believe you didn't get back to me. They're just supporting and happy to be part of things. But like,
do you really have that much anxiety about
letting people down? Yeah, I do.
I mean, I have it to a degree, but it's mainly just letting down my mother. And then when it comes to everyone else, I'm like,
we should get your mother to be on this podcast.
I mean, it is my mom. Jesus Christ. What a lady.
How do you unwind? Do you have limits for yourself with work?
I mean, yeah, I think I'm good with limits. I'm just like, all right, this is what I need to do today for this. Like, you know, I try to just like, you know, we have a little like goal board here and it says,
which we need to read.
Have you posted about Two Filthy Nerds on social media today?
Yeah, because when we made the goal board, it was like all of us, we should both be posting on our individual social medias. Maybe not Instagram every day, but in the story.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. So then below it says, talk about Two Filthy Nerds like it's the biggest thing ever. And eventually it will be. I saw that the other day. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And I was like, yes, this is something that I can do every day. I don't. Jess has a scheduler for tweets. And I think I'm going to go back to getting that because I think it's just such a good idea as a way to like generate automatic content.
Yeah.
Every
for
day.
The stuff that's just a general promotion, which I actually need to fill because I didn't do it yesterday. Oh, God, I'm falling apart.
God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you want to stop right now and work?
No.
Are you
that's
sure?
The thing is like really trying to stay on top of your social media as an artist is it's its own job. And that's the thing is if you're a comedian who's you know, self-independent, so to speak. It's like you're your own social media manager. You're your own tour manager. You know, we're very lucky that we have a wonderful group of people that help us produce this podcast. So many comedians are fucking just flying blind. I was on my other podcast and I had to beg, borrow, and steal with my pennies. Some, please help me. Yeah, it's just a lot of hats and it's hard to I think it's also like we're all in this situation where we had this weird year. Everything came to a halt. Things are starting to get going, but it's like it's at a different level. So like people who are at bigger venues are coming into smaller venues for shows. And like
it's a big
it's kind of inching out like some of the little guys. And I'm a little guy. So it's like some of my quote productivity, and I don't think this is unique. It's like driven. It's like a self-worth thing for sure. It's like, well, I haven't met whatever the next goal is. So why would I stop working? It's really like, it's like, well, yeah, I could take a break when I achieve something.
Yeah.
And I haven't. And like, that's fucked
up. But I
up.
Think, I think even when you quote have achieved something, I don't think you're ever going to stop. Like, I think you have in so many ways in your life kind of spent your time in this like survival mode of sorts where you're like, I have to fend for myself. I have to take care of myself. I have to make shit happen.
I mean, that's true.
And I think that has just been kind of embedded in your like DNA. Like, I think you're just
permanently traumatized.
Permanently
great.
Traumatized because of your upbringing. You
yeah,
know?
No, it's like
if I got left in a Waffle House, I would do anything to not get left in a Waffle House.
Yeah, no, you spin. I mean, that is definitely a situation that will make you extremely hypervigilant. Words of my therapist. Mm-hmm. And it's
hypervigilance. Sorry. Yeah.
Constant vigilance. Literally, I've never related to a character more than Mad-Eye Moody. You would think that I was constantly like on like in danger of being murdered mm-hmm. by wizards mm-hmm. with the amount of like god
I can't stay in one place, I gotta go.
Yeah, how do you okay wait I skipped ahead I got ahead I started taking my prescribed ADHD medication, and if I rattle over you too much, please stop me.
Oh my god, are you kidding? I love when you go off.
How do you relax?
It's a combination of things. I love a good sesh with the masturbation. I also really like
crank
just watching
out.
TV.
But
you
do
know,
you go, do you consciously go, all right, time for a break. I'm going to watch some TV.
No, I think my body just kind of is like, you're tired, Nicole. You're worn out. You need something to refuel. I think that's a lot of why I eat. I think eating for me is
it's
kind
like a
of
way
like,
to change the pace and slow down.
Yeah, it's
the moment.
It's, you know, I think my body's just, I mean, I think I'm hungry like all the fucking time.
I think I do that with food too. And you can see it from this past year. Boy,
you guys, she's being
balloon.
Really hard on herself about this one. I think eating, you know, it's like I started painting during COVID. And I kind of like cleaned up my whole painting area, and I was going to move it downstairs. And then I have to decorate the downstairs bedroom for my mom because she's my new roommate. And she's supposed to be coming out in June.
Let her decorate it like that pig in the video.
Exactly. There's a pig decorating its den. Painting felt really fucking soothing to me. And I'm sitting here staring at all my painting supplies. And
yeah,
I'm like,
she is.
Oh.
You guys can't tell. Even on the patreon.com/2filthynerds, they can see her looking off in the distance. She's staring at a
little cart that I have
full of paints.
Full of paints.
Let
and
me ask
I,
you
it,
this.
I love it. It's truly one of those things where when I look at that, I'm like, oh, that really makes me happy.
Do you set aside time for painting, or is it like eating and TV where you just go, oh,
I'll do that. Yeah. I'm not a scheduler.
I think the thing is like, I think the only way I will do a relaxing activity
is if you schedule
it. Is if I schedule it and then stick to my guns and refuse to, because here's where workaholism becomes a problem. And anyone who struggles with it will agree with me. Self-care stuff on my calendar. I put it on my calendar. I'm going to work out at this mm-hmm. time. I mean, there was one point where I was writing in when I would eat on my Google calendar.
Hilarious.
When someone calls me about a project, wants to work on something, mm-hmm. that stuff doesn't exist in my calendar. Oh, yeah. No, I'm available at the time I schedule
yeah,
for
you
myself
don't prioritize
to relax
taking
and,
care of yourself
no,
at all.
No, and that's what I is like. I will not work out if there's too much to do, or like instead of eating healthy throughout the day, I work on stuff. And then all of a sudden at the end of the day, I'm fucking starving.
Now,
and then I'm like, ah, rah, 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 rah.
Question. Do yes. you think that is because whatever the workaholism thing is, whatever project it is, whatever it is, that thing it is to do, do you think it's because you value that more than your
own health,
mental health, or your self-care, like working out, eating healthy, whatever, Or do you think you're like, ugh, anything to use as an excuse not to work on myself or take care of myself?
No, I think it's, sadly, I think it's the former. It's a self-worth thing that, like, sure, deep down, if I examine it, like, subconsciously, I'm like, yeah, no, the safety of my body not falling apart is not worth more than me, more to me than trying to finish a script that could get me hired somewhere.
Yeah.
It's very, like, probably rooted in some sort of kind of destination addiction in terms of, like, once I sell a show, mm-hmm. then I can take care of myself. And it's like, that's not, you're not, also, like, logically, I know, like, you're not selling shit when you are fucking not taking care of yourself, because you're not giving the best work if you're falling apart.
Yeah. You're also not going to get on a show and then all of a sudden you're like, no, well, now you're not going to
have the time.
Yeah. Now you're never going to have the time to take care of yourself once you're on a show. Like, it's only going to get worse. And writer's rooms full of snacks.
Oh, yeah. So many snacks. And it's like, oh, God, the snacks. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out. Well, here's the rules I've tried to make for myself. We'll see if I stick to them.
We're gonna wrap it up with this, but let's hold her to this, you guys. Let's make sure
Not everybody's. I don't need you to be codependent on me, but I will say, I'm saying it so there's some level of outside accountability, because boy, am I better at being accountable to other people than I am to myself, which is the whole crux of this issue. I said starting next week because I knew Monday and Tuesday I had stuff booked and I wasn't going to cancel. Starting next week.
Monday next week.
Mondays and Tuesdays are days off. And I don't book meetings. I'm not booking. Yeah, obviously, if there's a meeting for a fucking very huge paid.
Mm-hmm. She'll take it. Uh-huh.
I'm not yeah, like.
But she's not going to be like, if someone's
money,
like,
money withholding.
Do you wanna...
I'll do shows. Mm-hmm. If they come up. I'm not going to record podcasts on Monday or Tuesdays. I'm not going to work on my musical on my... I already said that I would work on it next Tuesday. Fuck.
Well, you're also going to be out of town this weekend.
Yeah. So
having
this,
vacation time.
For me, because I'm going with my boyfriend in Napa. He's performing. So that is kind of a vacation. And we have the weekend off. And then we're hitting the ground running with fucking Marvel. So you better get over to patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
You guys, it is going to be, we are going to have some really fucking cool guests. We're going to have Mike Lawrence.
We're going to try to get Danny Fernandez. Hopefully she'll get on. We're going to try to get some more people. And also, at the $25 a month and up level, you can come see live commentary. And we're doing two movies a fucking week. You will see us watching the movie. There will be lots of chat. You can chat along to the movie. And
by the way, the live movies, I think, are one of my favorite things.
Yeah, like, no, it's the most
so
fun.
Much fun to, because I can sit there and watch Jessica Michelle. Like, I got to sit there and watch her watch Goonies for the first time. And it was just so much fun.
So much fun. And then we usually do a hangout talk after. But I'll, of course, sometimes I dip out because I'm a workaholic. Oh, here's what I'm doing. So 2 days a week are my days off. And I picked Monday and Tuesday knowing we're doing a lot of stuff for the podcast Saturday and Sunday. So those days are out. Obviously, I can just do the podcast stuff and not stack the rest of the days, but I'm considering those work days. And I'm planning for eventually going back to clubs and, like, Thursday through Sunday are show days. So let me pick the days that should be days off and like in-town days. And then somebody else, I posted about it on my Instagram story, and somebody suggested this. I'm going to try it and see if I don't go, nah, fuck that. It's too, like, I can't do it. They said, I don't schedule more than 3 things a day. And I give myself an hour and a half in between those things and I block it off. And that is rest, eat, whatever you need to do to reset. But if I have something that ends at 4:30, I am not available until 6. And I'm like,
I like that. That's a fucking good
I like
policy.
It too. And what it really is now thinking about it is like a self-worth thing, is that like I don't value my own personal time. And that's why I'm like, well, I have the time. What am I going to just eat? And it's like, yeah, fucking eat.
It's interesting.
How did I gain weight and I don't eat all day?
It's interesting to me that you don't take that into account. But you guys, we're
only time will tell. You'll see if 3 weeks from now I'm like, I gave up and I'm a full junkie and I started injecting paperwork.
She's gonna try to work less. I'm gonna try to work just a little bit more.
And we'll see if we can meet in the middle. You guys, listen, we've got more fun stuff coming this week. We're doing a new segment you can see here But you can see live on Patreon, if you were here right now, patreon.com/2fillionnerds, called Exposing Ourselves. That'll be fun. Wait to hear what that's about. Follow us at 2fillionnerds on Instagram and on Patreon. Also there, but I meant Twitter. And something we haven't asked you to do in a while, if you're still listening. If you have not gone to the podcast app and left us a review, we kind of fell off asking for those, and as a result, they sort of came to a halt. We would love more reviews. Are you listening? Are you loving the podcast? Leave us a fucking nice review, and we'll share. We'll do a little screenshot and share it on our Instagram stories. Yeah. Say something beautiful. And that's it for today.
Or funny. Beautiful or funny. Make it beautiful and funny. Start off sincere, end with a joke, wrap it up. Like, we're going to do it right now. Wrapping it up.
All right. Good day.
Salut.
This has been a 2 Filthy Nerds production.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.